Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXCI. And today I'm here with Tiffany Tom, Planning Coordinator and Board Member of Climbing in Color. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
Yes, so Climbing in Color is a climbing organization. It's an affinity group, and we're based in Tucson, but we do have a reach that goes across the country, even internationally. And our mission is to create a community, a space, a safe space for people who identify as Black, Indigenous, and people of color, specifically in the climbing community. The reason for that is because rock climbing is a sport that's very niche. It is an expensive sport. It requires technical knowledge, and typically that kind of sport is not easily accessible to people who are BIPOC. And so we want to be able to create a space to break down barriers for people to learn how to climb, to meet people who climb, and have fun and get outside. So that's our main mission. And we've been around since 2019. We officially became a nonprofit in 2021. And every single year, we keep building and building and offering more programs. And so over the course of like last year, for example, we've had a reach of about 500 people attending our various meetups. So we try to create a space by offering indoor meetups and then outdoor meetups as well, and then offering scholarships, helping people with the expenses of rock climbing, including equipment, and then also going to the climbing gyms and also learning how to climb outside. Just being outdoors itself, too, is something that is a barrier to people who identify as BIPOC, because just historically, that isn't really a space that is typically open, that space, and also make people feel safe in those types of spaces, because if you're going outdoors and going to a rock climbing crag, so we want to be able to like teach people to figure out how to get to climbing crags or safely recreate outside.
Can you share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
Yeah, so we started a couple years ago having our first outdoor climbing events, and we work with experienced certified rock climbing guides. So with the funding that we get from fundraisers, we are able to pay for the guides themselves. We've had weekend climbing events in Cochise Stronghold and Mount Lemmon. And what's nice about these kinds of like outdoor events is that you're able to be around people that, you know, you don't necessarily see people like you when you're outdoors recreating. So that's like really a nice time to feel like a connection to other people.
And do you have any other events coming up that you'd like to share?
Yeah, so we do have our annual fundraiser. It's called Higher Ground, and then it ends May 31st. So during our fundraiser, we're hoping to raise all of our funding to help support our programs, because our group is 100% volunteer run. So we do need funding to help support all these various programs throughout the years. The great thing about this is that you can participate by creating an account and setting a goal. Or if you don't want to create an account and create a goal, you can also just support our fundraiser by donating directly to our Give Lively site. So our Higher Ground fundraiser, which is our annual fundraiser, will be going through May 31st, which will culminate in a fundraiser movie night that we are showing a climbing movie called Climb Malawi.
How can people find out more about Climbing in Color?
We do have a website. It's climbingincolor.org. And then you can also follow our Instagram account, which is Climbing in Color.
Great. Thank you so much for being here today, talking about Climbing in Color, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.